Hey people.
Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitabhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how comedian Aziz Ansari showcased his watches on Hodinkee. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amitabh Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Recently, comedian Aziz Ansari was on Hodinkee talking to Benjamin Clymer about his watch collection. And it's kind of weird because I never thought I'd actually talk about this. I gotta be honest, I'm not the biggest Aziz Ansari fan. I respect what he's done. I mean, he's accomplished a lot with his career. He's made a massive name for himself in the comedy world. He's played at Madison Square Garden. He has his own show on Netflix. He's an actor, producer, writer, a comedian. And I have a lot of respect for what he's done. So for me to do a podcast about this, I thought it would be interesting. So let's get into it. So Aziz Ansari is, you know, he's an Indian actor, comedian. He was on Hodinkee featuring his watch collection, and they all happened to be a sort of vintage Rolexes, which I thought was very interesting because he's Indian, I'm Indian. Generally, when Indians make it in life, they all pretty much buy, I'm not going to say every Indian buys the same watch, but they definitely buy things that are more status symbols, that are in your face, that are very showy. In general, Indians are very competitive. They want to show they've arrived. They want to show that they have wealth. They want to show they've made it. And what I thought was interesting was that the watches that he picked, not only were they thoughtful, but they were really, really sophisticated. Maybe I've been hiding under a rock or not paying attention to his career. I guess he's a fashion guy. He's been in GQ a bunch of times for his taste in clothes. And he's a well-dressed guy for sure. But I didn't realize to what extent he was into fashion. So I guess the watch part plays a very, very important role, especially for a man. It all goes together, whether it's the belt you wear, the shoes that you have on. I mean, watches are the only pieces of jewelry that we really wear as men. But what I liked was with all of these watches, there are three watches. One was a vintage Explorer one. That watch was pretty cool. Reference 1016, you know, with the Mercedes hands, 369 dial. Aziz Ansari got this watch in his 20s. You know, he mentioned he got it after he made it. So that was cool. And all these watches, by the way, with the exception of one of them, are in a brown strap, which you generally don't see. You normally see these watches on bracelets. So the very fact that these are on straps also kind of separates itself from anything I've seen a celebrity wear. Usually, again, you see the celebrities wearing them on the Oyster bracelet typically. So that kind of stood out for me a little bit. So the second one was, you know, that he wears, which is probably the watch he wears most, is a Day-Date. It's a vintage Day-Date with a black onyx dial, and he ended up getting actually the same watches for his parents, I believe, on bracelets. And I believe he even got one for his brother and for somebody else. So, and I've got to say, I'm not a huge fan of onyx, but seeing it on this configuration, jet black onyx against a gold case, it's got simplicity, it's got refinement, it's got modernity, all at the same time. And I never thought I'd say it, but I really like it. It looks really great. I probably wouldn't wear it on a bracelet. I'd probably wear it on a strap. I believe the strap he wears it on is kind of like an alligator, crocodile sort of grain, and it looks really good. So that's pretty cool that he wears that watch and he likes it. The third watch that he references is Rolex pre-Daytona reference 6234. And he had mentioned that he had read some articles on Hodinkee about this Italian Italian retailer or Italian watch store that carries vintage pre-owned Rolexes, and they have an amazing collection. And this is one of those watches that he saw and wore. I believe this watch, I was kind of looking it up, this watch goes for around 40-50K. But they're all really thoughtful. These watches are extremely thoughtful. What I like about the Daytona was that it's, for a chronograph, especially for a vintage watch, it's not the Paul Newman, oh my God, holy shit, that everybody talks about all the time. It's kind of got a cream dial. It's got a blue chronograph hand. It's a steel watch. Great looking. Great contrast. It says anti-magnetic on the dial above the 6 o'clock register. It's a three-registered chronograph. Just very, very cool. He's got it on an ostrich strap, a brown ostrich strap, which again looks really, really refined and very sophisticated. I've got to say, this is one of my favorite episodes of Talking Watches and Hodinkee. It was really candid. He was very honest. He was very comfortable. And comedians can be very weird when they're being interviewed, I've noticed, just in their body language. And it depends. In a forum like this, if you're a comedian and you're going into the watch world, it's got to be kind of daunting, especially on Hodinkee, and especially when you're talking to Benjamin Clymer, who is, you know, considered one of the world's leading authorities on watches. So for him to be able to talk watches and to be able to talk about it like he knows it and be comfortable with it, and not try to be too geeky about it or use terms that nobody knows just to prove that he's a watch aficionado, I think that was really cool. It was very real. It was very honest. And that's something you normally don't see. So I've got to give Aziz Ansari a lot of kudos in terms of the way he approached the entire interview. You know, he dropped a couple of he dropped the F-bomb, which I've never seen on Hodinkee or on Talking Watches. He said shit a couple of times, which again, you never see on Hodinkee. I've never seen that on Talking Watches. So that was kind of interesting that whether it was intentional for Hodinkee or for Benjamin Clymer to include that in that interview to bring the realness of who Aziz Ansari is, I think to me just made it more real, more realistic, more comfortable, and allowed him to be the comedian he is. I mean, he, at the end of the day, I think comedians, as a comedian, as a, you know, when you're direct and you, when you say constantly what's on your mind and people are watching everything you say, I think it's kind of refreshing that he was like that. And he dropped a couple of anecdotes about, you know, how he gave his parents both president, day-to-day presidents with the similar dials, and how that was kind of an emotional moment for him. And, you know, how when he played Madison Square Garden for the first time, he wore that day-to-day and how special and important it was to him. And I just thought it was a really good interview, and I thought it was really candid. And Aziz Ansari also brought up a great point that even though Rolex is the obvious choice, there are twists and turns you can make that aren't the norm, that allow you to get something a little bit different, that are off the beaten path and that are unique. And, you know, he made reference to the fact that Rolex holds its value better than any other watch. And I thought those were all really, really good points, because normally, you know, people who are on Talking Watches, they don't get that candid. I mean, they'll say, hey, this is my collection. They'll talk about each watch. But he actually brought up these good points. And it was, even though it was a very short interview, it wasn't the longest interview I've ever seen, but it was, in the amount of time that it was, I felt like I got more out of it. I got more out of, you know, it was a real conversation between two people. About watches, but also it was very real. You know, it wasn't just like, oh, you know, it wasn't just like Benjamin, like, oh, you have an amazing collection, so let me fluff you as long as I can. It was, you know, it was real. I mean, you know, Ben's the best at what he does, and Aziz is really good at what he does. So it was great to see those two worlds merge. I think it'd be great one day just to, you know, just to sit down, both being Brown and both being sort of speaking our minds. I'd love to sit down with Aziz one day and see what he's like in person. Because I tell you, I got more out of Aziz Ansari in this interview talking about watches than I have sort of seeing his stand-up comedy, which is really interesting to me. And it's funny how the watch thing brought that home for me on this. So I just wanted to share my thoughts with you on it and about his collection and about his how candid he was and how honest he was and what a great interview it was. And I'm sure, you know, as time progresses, we're probably going to see more of it. Benjamin Clymer asked him, if money was no object, what would you buy? And he said, probably a Paul Newman Daytona, you know, because that's when you know you have a problem. Which I thought was pretty, again, pretty honest and pretty upfront. And he said, even some of those Rolexes that are a couple of $100,000, that, you know, those vintage Rolexes, I'd love to own any of those if money was no object. Let's face it, money's pretty much no object for him. I mean, he's done extremely well for himself. But again, I think it wasn't the interview I thought it was going to be. I think that's what threw me off. And I think that's why I wanted to do this. Please stay tuned for more opinions and thoughts on different things like this. Please stay tuned for a very important interview coming up with somebody that is kind of like an idol and hero of mine. Check out my website. You can go to www.amitdevhonda.com. There you can, you know, peruse through my world-renowned blog. You can listen to a podcast. You can check out my services. You can, you know, stream my Facebook Live posts, which I do on a somewhat regular basis. It's just a very immersive website, and I'm really proud of it, and it's really professional. You can see my criteria for if you're a buyer, if you're a seller. I'm also a distributor for a very cool and unique brand called Kingsley 1945 watches, which are hand assembled in Providence, Rhode Island. They're built like watches in the $5,000 to $7,000 range for under $2,000. Definitely check me out on social media, on Twitter and on Instagram. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.